So I'd like to offer instructions. I believe you all can hear okay. Good. Yeah. And so we've been practicing with these foundations of mindfulness, of the body, of feeling tones. And today, though interrelated, expanding to mind states, the realm of thoughts, emotions, stories, history, narratives, wantings, not wantings, the whole gamut, if you will. In the Dhammapada, which is a small and very profound and beautiful Buddhist text, sometimes in the West it's even referred to as the Buddhist Bible. And the first two stanzas that I'll kind of bring together, it reveals something very, very powerful. The beginning of the Dhammapada says that the mind is the creator of our own heavens and our own hells through our own thoughts. It's a very profound statement. The mind is the creator of our own heaven and hells through our own thoughts. Mind-made are they. So the power of our mind, with the intention and follow through with our words and actions, that can bring together beauty. It also can bring together destruction. The power of our mind. And it's beautiful within these teachings that each of us are invited to work with our own minds. It's a beautiful saying, let there be peace on earth, a song, and let it begin with me. So here we are sitting within this fathom-long body with its thoughts and emotions that lies our world. Its beginning, its ending, the pathway to freedom is found within this fathom-long body. And of course, each of these three foundations are interrelated. There's the body, there's tones of experience, thoughts and emotions. And yet this week, we've been shining a flashlight, if you will, or just bringing more attention to each of these foundations, intimately experiencing and focusing on them. And yes, we can see how they are interrelated. There's a feeling tone, and then my body might get tight, and then there's different thoughts and emotions that begin to kick in. Coming back to this refrain that's found multiple times within each of these foundations located in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, the great teachings of the four foundations of mindfulness, that reframe of impermanence. This is to be known, to be experienced, that whatever arises has its beginning and middle and ending. This is, again, the hallmark of Vipassana, insight, meditation, this ephemeral, effervescent, ever-changing, impermanent nature of things. So even these states of mind, they come and they go. Now, practice is just to bring awareness and experience how different states of mind are coming and going, meaning thoughts and emotions ever-changing. And so just bringing attention and just experiencing this changing nature of mind states as an object. And just to offer some point or counterpoint or some reference, I've been keeping an eye on the clock on how long it's been since I last spoke, which was 1 minute and 16 seconds. We probably could not even have counted how many different places our mind went off to. From one end of the world to the next, to fantasy, to memories, scrutinizing, comparing, liking, disliking, analyzing. So many different states of mind rising and passing. Perhaps some that you will barely even notice or not notice at all, and others that you get very hooked into, creating a novel, a trilogy, an epic proportions. But these states coming and going, this is to be known. And no doubt at times you may come across a very, you know, an emotion, a strong feeling, and if that's really there, yes, you know it comes and goes. But if it's important to you just to honor and acknowledge it, then, you know, to give it its honorable moment to acknowledge. And then just continuing on, what arises passes. So that level of discernment, discerning, oh, this is something here and to honor and acknowledge, but also being careful that you don't end up, though sometimes it will happen, we're lost in the rumination, going round and round. The inquiry is broken. So just being aware, ultimately, these states of mind rise and leave. It's kind of like, well, I grew up in New England and we say, how's the weather? Well, wait a moment. It's always changing. Same too with the mind states. Sometimes, yeah, really captured. I'm just lost in wanting or not wanting or fear. And a few moments later, I'm thinking about what's for lunch. They come and they go. This is powerful to experience and to know. Invitation is you don't even have to grasp at it or resist it. Just letting things run their course, mind states. Just like the nose smells, that's its design, and the eyes see, the ears hear, the tongue tastes, the body feels, the mind thinks. It has emotions. It's just what it does. Interacting with the senses, of course, and interacting with itself. Mind states. In doing this practice, just easy does it. Sometimes meditators will experience when they begin this practice and it gets silent, some of the first thoughts that arise is, where do my thoughts go? They were all inundated, all coming before, but now that I'm bringing awareness, it's kind of like this, like a tilt. Never mind, just let it wait. Before you know, off and running you'll go. And just being aware, these states, they rise and they pass. Various thoughts, various emotions, letting be. Just this process of change within the mind states. No doubt at times we'll get lost in the contents, but this process is coming and going. If at some point it's feeling overwhelming, getting confused, not sure where to bring attention to, which is sometimes what can arise with our practice. That's always when you recognize that you're in that kind of place, acknowledge it. Oh, I'm kind of overwhelmed, kind of confused. Oh, I don't know where to bring attention to. So acknowledge that. That might be just enough to just, all right, and just let it come and go. or if it's feeling more useful to come back to one bodily object, such as the breath, if that's being your anchor, or listening to sounds, or feeling sensations, sometimes that's very useful, coming back to one bodily object. As we bring our awareness to that object, begin to focus on it, that will help bring some settling. The confusion, the overwhelm, the not sure where to bring attention to will begin to subside as we begin to rest and anchor into the body. And once perhaps feeling more steady, you're welcome to experiment with it again. Oh yeah, this foundation of mind states. It can be occupied with this type of thought or emotion or that type of thought or emotion, and it comes and it goes. Ultimately learning to grasping at nothing and resisting nothing, just letting whatever's there running its course, like sitting in the midst of the thought and emotion mind state stream and just being aware of whatever is coming downstream. Kindly attending, this attitude of kind attending and being present as we go into the silence.